10 to 1, episode 195.
Goals 2026. Welcome to 10 to 1, the podcast where we make top 10 lists about everything. And we're back. It's January.
I know. And when is the last time that you and I recorded together?
I looked it up.
You're in the habit of doing everything without me these days.
I looked it up. It was May 24th.
Oh, my word.
And it was just our AI,
guys,
our AI episode.
So I am getting back on the podcast. You will. That's right. This year you will hear more of me.
Huh, and that's goal number 10.
I will have
jumping right in
my guest friends on, hopefully, if any of them can ever get over here.
Busy moms.
Yeah. But no longer will this be a male-dominated show.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right. So, as always, let's start with 2025. See how we did with those goals.
Yeah, this is always the part I hate.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so
let me just look that up. Why don't you go through yours and you can just feel
yours. I'm going to feed you yours and then we'll do mine. No, we'll do mine. Yeah,
that way we'll end on a good note.
Number 10, memorize family phone numbers.
Nah.
Okay. Yeah, that one was, I don't think that's necessary. Number 9, learn Morse code.
Well, yes. I learned
SOS. Okay. I'm glad we're at parity on Morse code now. That's good. Good for a relationship.
I learned the most important Morse. It's a baby step.
Not called
I'm
going to
put a little X by it.
It's not called a Morse. All right. Number 8, sewing projects. You did a bunch of these.
I did.
At least you told me you were sewing a bunch of times and you were sitting at the table with a sewing machine.
I did do some sewing. I didn't finish. I can't think of one sewing project that I finished, but
got to be close for the Christmas ones,
I
right?
I am getting, I made progress.
Christmas is not over. It's the 10th day of,
yeah,
10th
at this
day
point,
of Christmas.
These,
10th
these
you're hearing
Christmas
the spot
presents are now going to be Easter presents.
Mm. Okay. That makes sense. Given what the presents are.
Yep.
Number 7, memorize location of U.S. states.
I was super diligent about this for a while.
Oh, yeah?
And
what was
let
your strategy?
Slide. I did puzzles with Penny, which is the best way.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I wish she would have pulled me aside more, and I wish I would have listened when she pulled me aside to do puzzles with her.
Those are good little puzzles.
But the times that I did... Yeah, so for the listeners, we have maps of the whole world, pretty much. We have all the continents, most of the continents.
In puzzle form, you mean?
In puzzle form, yeah.
Yeah, it's a set called
anyway,
it's not coming up, but it's a set of map puzzles.
Yeah, and so
each piece
mm-hmm. of, say, the United States... Each piece is shaped like an actual state. Or if you've, say, got South America and Central America, then all the different countries, each puzzle piece is shaped like that. So it's really terrific for helping you learn what goes where and stuff. And
I'll put a link to that
really
in the chat.
Enjoyed,
it's GeoToys.
Yeah, really terrific. Really enjoyed working on those. Yep. And I just needed to do... I need to do more again this year, and eventually it'll stick. But I did get more of the southeastern states more firmly settled in place. Like, it was before, I had no idea where Louisiana was or Arkansas, and now I can draw a line mentally there. And same for Mississippi, too, so... That's a good feeling. That's a start. So I'm going to put a little X next to that one as well.
Well, I think if you're farther than you were at the beginning of the year, that's a win.
Yes.
Number 6, touch toes.
Yes, I can do that.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Nice.
Oh, the day... So I went on a kids' marathon with...
Explain.
The girls. Brian had signed the girls up for one last year, and this year he suggested I do it, and I rashly consented before I realized how much it was going to ask of me. But it was the right decision.
What it asked was running 25.2 miles.
Yeah. Spread out over several months. Yeah.
December.
And then the last day, or the day of the actual race, we run the last mile.
Yeah.
All together with thousands of other kids and their parents. So, but I would always do stretches with the girls beforehand, because I'm not like you. I have to stretch before I do actual exercise.
Not a stretcher. Never been a stretcher.
And one of the ones was we'd lean over and try to touch the floor. And I got to where I could comfortably just lean over and put my palms on the floor, not just touch my toes. So that was exciting.
Very good. 100 days of sitting in the sun for breakfast and lunch.
Oh, I was very diligent about this.
Yeah.
For, I'm going to say, the first half of the year, which is way...
Yeah.
That's progress for me. I peter out so much sooner than that. And you getting the picnic table put in the backyard really helped. Yeah. I stopped keeping track.
Yeah.
But...
Don't need to check, though.
Yeah. But it was so many more hours outside this year than the previous year.
That's a win.
So, yeah, so much better.
Write down recipes in seasonal order.
Not as many as I'd like, but again, progress made.
Yep. A funeral plan.
No, I still got to do that.
Well, you're one year closer, so.
I know.
Better get on it. Number two, garden, compost, chickens.
Well.
Those commas are doing a lot of work. Doing some heavy lifting.
I got 2/3 of that. I composted. I've got a nice, tidy amount of leftover compost that I'm using to feed the soil this year, or for this year's garden. And then my actual compost piles do not look tidy at all, but I'm still throwing stuff out in there and letting it break down. And it's a bad thing, some would say, but ants keep on moving into the pile and eating everything, which actually works for me because I'm so lazy at going out there and turning it and watering it and stuff. And so they do the work for me. So I've stopped feeling like a failure in that regard.
Thank you, ants.
And gardening.
My mother's sister. That
gardening
my
is where we.
Sister.
Yeah, they're living in your compost heap. Gardening is where it fell apart. I just decided to let that ball drop. But this year.
Surely. I don't think you should downplay the chickens, though.
The chickens. We got chickens. We finally got chickens.
Got chickens. Brian's did a lot of
very,
work.
Very, very long-suffering man.
I haven't done it very much lately.
He has shouldered much of this burden for my happy little project. And we've gotten 2 eggs after a lot of work.
That's right. 2 eggs for the year. I bet we'll have more than 2 this year. And number one, finish
well better. Are those
painting
chickens are going to freezer camp.
The kitchen.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't.
Technically, there's a little left.
That last cupboard that I keep on not seeing. I even got it taped over, and I was like, before Thanksgiving, I'm going to get it painted.
Yeah.
Because this was where I made a mistake and rashly painted it in emerald green, which used to be my favorite color, or is my actual favorite color. But
fine
not for
color.
Not for cabinets.
Not for cabinets. Too bright.
Yeah. So I need saturated to paint it back to be a good white, and I just haven't done it yet.
Yep. And this one, I'm not going to swoop in and paint.
Yeah. Thanks so much for helping get the kitchen finished. It would still
it was
be a nice,
good team
such
effort
an eyesore without you
there at the end.
You gave me the
kick in the pants. Metaphorically. All right. Here are my 8, unless you have it pulled up to read to me.
No.
All right. Number 8, house improvements. I don't remember what specifically I had in mind here.
But you improved it.
I improved the house.
Painted the kitchen.
If nothing else.
Which drastically improved it. You've done plumbing.
We took out had to do a little bit of plumbing. I think we got a new dishwasher.
Yep, you've done.
Which I installed.
Yep, you've put in new toilet seats.
New toilet seat. Took out the microwave that was.
And put in a stove hood.
Yeah, placed that with a stove hood. So, you know, yeah, improved the house.
Yeah, well done.
Some things were improved. Number 7, Spanish. And I will say this was another, you know, first half of the year, I definitely did more studying Spanish. And we did more Spanish dinners, speaking Spanish at dinner
yeah.
the first half of the year. But I think you noticed that I could speak more by the end of the year.
You were doing so much better, yeah.
So, again, beginning
progress.
To end. Progress. Number 6, reread books. This is my big book reading project. We can talk about this when we do our favorite books of 2025. But yeah, reread a pile of books. Number 5, Bible reading plan website. And I got I got it up. There's still some more things to add to it. I'm not sharing it. I'm not sending out the link. I'm just, using it myself so I can find bugs. And next year I can share that.
Yeah,
but
that's smart.
Yeah, I got it usable enough to where I can use it. Number 4, run a marathon. Did it. Ran a marathon. Check. That felt
well
pretty
done.
Good.
Yeah.
Number 3, cocktails. Ended up getting 3 different books. On how to make cocktails.
Raising the bar, how to cocktail. What's the other one?
It's like America's Test Kitchen cocktail book. So that one, too
not
fancy.
Catchy.
It, yeah. Not well, yeah, not a catchy title. Also, too fancy. They kind of have you jump right into 2 specialized ingredients.
Sugar on the rims of the glasses.
What was the second one you said? I don't remember. The not how to cocktail.
Raising the bar?
Yeah, maybe it is How to Cocktail was the other one. Yeah, Raising the Bar is the third one. So How to Cocktail, I think, or something along those lines. It's more general advice and beginner things you need to know that he's going to assume you know nothing. And, you know, even have things in there like how to make eggnog or how to make a non-alcoholic punch he has a recipe for. Just putting sherbet and ginger ale in. I think frozen fruit. So, you know, like different situations, how to make drinks for different situations, different times of year. But yes, Raising the Bar is the one you want. If you want to get into cocktails, this is the one where they start you off with, you buy one bottle of, I think they start you with bourbon. And
make a bunch of fell tasting drinks.
Yeah, it turns out you're more of a gin fan. I'm more of a bourbon fan. And you build up slowly. You start with normal ingredients.
Yeah, skip the bourbon chapter.
and they build you up to by the end you're doing more advanced things. But that's the one you want if you want to get into cocktails. We went through a few books, a few chapters of the book, and I had fun. You enjoyed some of the drinks.
I mean, if you want to be persuaded against ever really getting into alcohol, then start with the bourbon chapter.
Come on.
But
so
if you're really wanting to make it work, then
You liked.
I can't think of any of the bourbons that I liked.
I made like a bushwhacker kind of a thing, like a milkshake that had some bourbon in it.
Was there one that had like a whipped
the
egg?
The eggnog that we made, not from Raising the Bar, but it does have bourbon in it.
Well, yeah, that's different. It's,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go.
That one's got a ton of cream and
nutmeg. I'm not going to have that as another goal for this year, but I'm going to slowly keep going through that book. We'll keep trying some different things and see if we find anything else that we like. Tom Collins. I think, we both like Tom Collins and some of the other gin drinks you enjoyed. Number 2.
A hot toddy. That's
what. Yeah, I mean, some of the seasonal drinks you can't beat. Number 2, longer story. I think I said I was going to work on writing a longer story. And I do have an idea for writing a longer story. And I took a bunch of notes this year, but I didn't do any writing. So, you know, I guess I would be closer to writing a longer story, but have not written anything. So that's a failure in that regard, or in that sense of writing. Let's come back to that. And number one, bookbinding. I did some more reading. I think that's maybe not the work with my hands, craft a kind of thing I want to get into at this point. I think I'm just going to get some tape and tape up the books that we already have. That was like my practical reason for when getting to it. It does still sound like fun. Maybe like, you know, you're supposed to start with like binding a
maybe when you retire
notebook. Yeah. This still sounds like fun. I could maybe get into it at some point, but no for now. All right, so that was last year. Anything else you want to add from last year? For me, you know, we're not sadly, we haven't written out like a family letter, a Christmas letter
in several years.
But so this is in place of that. This is our version of that. I got to go to two NFL games. That was a lot of fun. Two Eagles games, one in Minnesota, one in Philadelphia. Those were both a lot of fun. What else? What else did we do this year that was notable? I mean, we've covered quite a bit of it through this. Another year of homeschooling. Yeah, we don't need to beat a dead horse. Yeah. It was a good year, though.
Better year than 24.
I'm sure if we looked through our calendars, we'd have all sorts of fun stuff to share. But instead, let's get to 2026.
Yeah.
Our goals for this year. Do you have a certain number? Last year you had 10,
last
but
year,
you also combined a bunch of things.
I'm pulling it in, making it tighter. I'm back down to 5.
Okay. I'll say I have 5, and I will make whatever I have be 5. I don't know what I actually have. I just have scattered notes.
Okay.
So,
would you like me to give all of my 5 while you hastily assemble your thoughts?
No. You do your number 5, and then I will do my number 5. So, Melissa, hit us.
All right.
Number 5.
In our kitchen, we have a sort of a bonus room where there's this large closet off to the side and
I know where this is
a
going.
Window. And we call it the breakfast room. We've got a little corner nook where we put all of the coffee mugs and the coffee station and stuff. And I want to regularly eat breakfast in the breakfast room. So I've got, and I just want to make, I want to transform that whole area.
Yeah.
If nothing else, I want to put in 2 benches that we can sit at and then keep the table that we sit at clear so that every morning we can just sit and eat breakfast there. I think that would be nice. I think that would be cozy. We've got all of our tea stuff there and coffee too. And we can just we can just start the day right there. And I think that'll make for a less harried day, because sometimes the dining room stays a little, you know, the kitchen and the dining room. But if I could keep the breakfast table clear and have that ready to sit at, I think that'd be good. And I've been doing better about that. That used to be just another dumping ground for me, and I've been doing better. It's not so much of that anymore. I'll have to rethink a little bit of where I've got some of my plants that are over there. And then, I have a lot of plants. I want to put a window box out there with flowers. I want to paint that coffee desk or whatever, drawer,
yep,
stand. And then, I know I'm always talking about better shelves in the kitchen closet so that closet actually works for me. instead of me having to work for it. And eventually, I've played around with this thought. I love the idea. I don't know if I'm going to follow through with it. I'd love to get rid of the doors covering that closet and install a curtain instead. Maybe a red gingham curtain or something like that.
Okay.
Or checkered curtain. We'll see.
Just have easier access.
I think it would just beautify the room.
Huh.
And yeah, just for easier access. On the other hand, though, I really do like being able to close the doors for whenever we have a baby in the house.
Yeah, that's
true. So that part is probably several years down the road whenever we decide we're done having babies.
Whoa.
So.
Okay, so cross that off
the list. When I hit menopause, yeah. But if nothing else, I want to get two benches either built or bought. And I've got some specific ideas. So one of them at least is probably going to have to be built. And I want to put them in the breakfast room and keep that table clear so we can eat it. That's my number five.
All right. For number five, I'm going to keep Spanish from last year. So one of the things from last year was get serious about learning Spanish and decide if it was just going to be a thing where I never am going to be able to, you know, speak to well enough conversationally or be able to read it well enough to read something and just say, I'm done. I'm not going to have this hanging over my head. Or am I going to continue? And I think I'm going to continue. All right, I'm going to keep going. So
yeah, you made real strides. What was the program that you used?
Right. So there are a few things, and I'm going to continue with these. One that I started over with the girls, and I should make sure we do this more regularly, but it's called, I should have been getting my phone out. They have an app. This is Language Transfer Complete Spanish. So I'll put a link to that in case anyone's interested. They have a few different languages, but this one is going to be more for trying to get you up to speed for conversational Spanish and slowly building you up with being able to reason through. So, for example, he's going to cover some of the grammar type things and explain why they make sense in Spanish so that, as he says, you can sort of puzzle your way with the Latin and French that you know from English words to reason your way that way to a bunch of Spanish vocabulary, enough to get you started. And then from there, you know, having some of the grammar, enough of the grammar to get started, and then just sort of keeps building from that and like slowly adds on vocabulary and grammar concepts to where, you know, you're not going to be speaking like a native by the end of it. But it is way more helpful to me than something like Duolingo or have a bunch of Spanish flashcards.
What was that Charlotte Mason thing that we had?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. I want to butt in.
I like that too. And I'm going to keep going with that.
Well, you had Lydia join you on your Spanish lessons.
Yep.
And she really started to get the hang of it under this class that you're taking.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Charlotte Mason thing that we'd been doing.
Sure.
It is just becoming rote memorization.
Yeah.
And this is really helping her to draw the connection. So I really like this class that you've got that I've already forgotten the name of.
Yeah, Language Transfer.
Language Transfer.
Complete Spanish. And I think, so with that one, it's a lot of, here's the Lord's Prayer. You memorize the Lord's Prayer in Spanish. And now you've got a bunch of connections because you know the Lord's Prayer in English, and now you know it in Spanish. And so here's a bunch of words that you can connect back and forth. And it's also, I like that one, and I don't remember the name of it, but I think it's Francis Boulanger, and it was maybe a book that Charlotte Mason used. But I like that they emphasize doing actions and learning the words that go with the actions, and then also like phrases and you're stringing together phrases. I think that there's a good place for that too.
I think there is. I mean, unfortunately for the kids though, like it was, I don't know.
Yeah.
With all the kids together, it just became a circus each time. Like they just get so carried away with trying to do the actions that it would devolve into chaos. And so then it was like, okay, you're just going to sit there and do the actions. Oh, this is boring. Mm-hmm. All the younger and immature ones. And then
sure.
It's an infectious attitude.
Sure. Yep. So. Yep. You need a lot of buy-in for any subject and for something like language.
Well, and maybe just doing it with you and you want to learn it. And
maybe so.
Those other distractions really helped her too.
Well, and it was her, and then it was our oldest, and then Amber. it was Lydia and Amber. So that also maybe helps so you don't have a baby running back and forth.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I want to actually continue with both those, maybe a couple other things. The reading multiple times that I mentioned last year. I want to keep doing that. So, I'm going to try and do that in the morning. And since I'm not going to be doing marathon training 4 days a week, four mornings a week,
all the time you will
I'm going to try and, I'm going to try and convert some of that energy into Spanish in the morning before work. So that's my number five, Spanish. Learn more Spanish. Now, you're number four.
Okay. My number four is, I hope you're listening, Mom Kozer. I am going to learn to use the pressure cooker
that
you gave me too many years ago to remember. Also, part two, I'm going to learn to use the pressure canner that I bought this past year. And that way, I can start preserving not just pickles and jams, which I can do with a water bath canner, but now I can also put away actual like shelf-stable ingredients like chicken broth or meat, canned meat and things like that. That whenever we're in a rush, I just want dinner on the table in 20 minutes. I can just open these jars, dump them in a pot.
Vienna sausage. Pop it right out.
Come on, man. I mean, in some sense, we can already do that, but...
We can.
Yeah. We are able, but I can't... I will be able to have available things that I do not find at the store already canned for me. And that has been the approach that I've taken with canning, is in a lot of ways. For anybody that's looking to get started with canning, this is what has worked for me, is canning different flavors from what I can just readily buy in the store. So I don't do strawberry jam unless I've got a low sugar strawberry jam recipe. Then I feel that that's worth doing. Because then you'll get more of the strawberry flavor instead of it just being sugar. Otherwise, I go for flavors that I would not be able to get in the store. A strawberry lemonade jam or something like that.
Makes sense.
And that has served me really well. Or if there's something, some ingredient that I really want to avoid. Like this coming year, I want to can our own pickles.
Okay.
So that we can avoid the yellow dye or...
There's no yellow dye in the pickles we have right now.
Well,
turmeric.
It was...
Colored with turmeric.
I know what it was. It was banana peppers.
Yeah.
They have either yellow dye or polysorbate 80. And I didn't get...
Their banana peppers taste so good, though. They vinegar. You told me you were going to try a vinegar
recipe. I got
recipe.
Them canned in vinegar. Didn't you like them?
No, they were just water. It was just water again for this last recipe, this last batch.
Well, they were in vinegar.
I know it was water because I was the one that did them because you were out of town. And you said, can you get these? And here's the recipe. And it was not vinegar.
Oh, well, then that's not a safe recipe.
Okay, well, maybe there's some vinegar in it, but it's okay. It didn't taste like vinegar.
Okay.
We need to get that vinegary
tang. A high vinegar, okay. Yeah, it might have been a 1-to-1 ratio of water and vinegar then.
That could be.
I'll have to check that.
But you want those tangy banana peppers. Okay. You want those sour.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You don't want them to taste like bell peppers.
I will reevaluate.
As good as bell peppers taste.
Banana peppers. So anyway.
All right. That's number four. Reevaluate banana peppers.
And pressure cooking and pressure canning. I want to.
Yeah, the three C's of pressure.
Do both.
Cooker, I'm going to add a lot of canner, pressure. Banana peppers.
What?
All right. My number four.
I'm under pressure to my life this year.
My number four. We're under pressure to finish this. It's my bedtime. Number four.
Your bedtime is midnight. You only go to bed because I go to bed before you.
I stopped drinking coffee at night, actually.
It's amazing how that helps you feel sleepy
last
sooner.
Last few weeks. That's not a benefit necessarily. number four. So happy to have done the marathon. Felt good at the end. It was definitely harder than, you go from, say, 14 miles to 20 miles, not a big jump. You go from 20 miles to 26.2, pretty big jump. But felt good. Glad that I got in really good running shape. But had to run 4 days a week. Had to run a bunch of long runs. You know, maxed out. There was a 40-mile week.
Oof.
Saturday. 10-mile, 5-mile run, 10-mile run, 5-mile run, 20-mile run.
Can you imagine if you had tried to do that in 2024 when I had to do all those chiropractic appointments for Verity and physical therapy appointments?
You still had a bunch of those in 2025. I think...
But it was more toward the beginning of the year.
Yes,
your
definitely.
Marathon was at the end.
Definitely. I'm glad those have tailed off for sure. That would have been a lot harder. It got hard to fit some of those runs in. And so that's the main reason I think that I'm not going to plan to run another marathon this year. Not going to run 4 days a week, go back down to 3 times a week, run fewer miles. But in exchange for that, I'm going to try to run faster, which I've not tried to do. Marathon was pretty slow. I was, again, fine with that. First marathon.
Just focusing on finishing.
Yeah, just try to finish. Even during it, I ended up running with a guy. And, it was his 120th marathon. He was 20 years older than me. Had a bunch of knee problems. Had not trained much for this one. And so.
Once you get up to the 120th,
right.
It's like, yeah.
Right. And so, we just had fun running. We stopped at all the aid stations. We got all the snacks. We walked the hills. We walked the aid stations. We decided at the end to finish feeling better instead of really pushing it until that last, half mile or something. Yeah. And I've never tried to get faster before because to get faster, it's stuff like running hills or sprinting and then slowing down your heart rate and then sprinting, that kind of stuff. And that's just not enjoyable. But that's my challenge for the year, is to get faster. So I want to set any race that I run, I want to set a new personal best. So if I run a 5K this year, which I probably will, I'm going to run my fastest 5K this year on one of those. If I run a 10K this year, I want one of the 10Ks to be the fastest 10K I've run this year, or that I've ever run. So that is my running goal. And I was going to say earlier, you were saying imagine doing this last year. I thought you were going to say imagine doing it 2-3 now years ago when I had never run. since college PE classes, had not run outside running to first base in a slow pitch softball game. Right. No way I would have. And so I did have to remind myself on some of those long runs where I wanted to just be done that I chose to do this. I'm able to do this. Yeah. It's something I would not have been able to do very recently. I'm relatively young. I'm healthy. We have beautiful weather around here for running. We have good places nearby. Run on greenways, running on pavement between some beautiful trees and creeks and things. So, yeah, it's great. It's good to be a runner in Huntsville. And so, run faster. Also, did not at all this last year, once I started the marathon training, do any sort of any other type of exercise. So on to add back in some strength training. So run faster, get stronger. That's my number four.
Okay. All right. So my number three, and these are roughly in the order of what I really want to get done. So
okay.
least care about, but I still really care about it, was number five. My number three is I want to paint two rooms of the house completely.
Ah, it's similar to my number three.
Yeah. So I started painting the kids' bathroom.
Yeah. Looks great.
The week before Thanksgiving.
Wow. Brave. And,
yeah. And you did practically kick me in the pants Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving.
We have guests tomorrow.
You have to finish. No, we have guests coming in 2 hours. You must finish this room. And so I worked so hard and I got that last coat of paint on. And guess what, everybody? When Home Depot tells you that this paint has primer in it, you don't need to prime the walls at all before you apply the paint, they're wrong.
I don't think it's the paint.
No, because I've had this verified from multiple people. You must always prime first because the paint would not adhere in certain places.
In certain places.
And in other places, you still can see the green through two coats of paint. Even though I would argue that the orange is a darker color than the pale, you know, ectoplasm green. You can still see traces of it. And so you have to put primer on first. This is just your public service announcement.
I've painted walls without doing a specific
primer. Well,
they've
changed the formula over the years. It's a conspiracy to make you throw your hands up in despair.
There are definitely some weird spots where paint will not stay on the wall.
In that bathroom.
It's
a haunted bathroom.
Yeah.
That's why they...
There's a couple spots where the paint just comes off.
I'm starting to wonder.
It is strange.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to wonder if the previous owners painted it green just to, like, you know what? The ghost always bleeds through here. Let's just paint it green and
certainly possible.
Anyway.
That's why they sold.
Couldn't handle it anymore. So maybe we can get Pastor Amos to come in and do an exorcism. Anyway.
That could work.
There is...
Right, so two rooms,
still
the bathroom.
Need to
finish
do
the bathroom.
A third coat. And then there's some edging that I need to do.
And what's the second room?
Well, I could get that last cabinet finished.
It's true.
If I really want to cheat, that's what I'm going to go for.
Yep.
But I want to get your study / the guest room.
/ our podcasting studio.
Yeah. I want to get it done in duck.
Hey, that's my number three. Decorate
green.
The study.
Yeah.
Yep. We've got the green. So paint it a little darker. What else did I have? I had a few other things. I'm going to add another bookshelf over here. Take a bookshelf from our...
To the right of his computer.
Rec room, bedroom. That's going to come over here where I'm waving my hand. Possibly another bookshelf here because we've got this skinny little thing here.
Next to the closet.
Yep.
Yep. No, you can't put a bookshelf here because this is where...
Into the mic.
Okay. It'll have to be a hanging bookshelf because this is where you set up the guest bed.
I have to be able to shove it. It has to be shovable. A shovable bookshelf.
I don't think that one's a good idea.
Well,
why don't you consult me before you hit the purchase?
It wouldn't be a large bookshelf, and I can take the books off of it and move the shelf. Let's say 2 weeks out of the year, 14 days out of the year, we've got guests staying in this room. And the other 350, I can have a bookshelf here.
We'll talk about it some more off the air.
Yeah. We'll talk about me putting a bookshelf in the study.
Yeah.
I'll use some stronger language once we get off air.
I'll use my boat.
That's why you want to wait.
In the pants. You had long overdue coming.
We overlap here for number three. What's your number two?
Well, if I'm feeling really ambitious.
A couple things of art on the wall.
If I'm feeling really ambitious, it'll be two brand new rooms that we'll paint.
Well, this one's going to get done.
Well, I want to get this one.
You might not be doing.
And I want to get our bedroom done.
Oh, yeah.
I really want that one to get done, too. Or
we're going room by room.
The bedroom. Those need to be done.
Yeah.
But realistically speaking, and to give myself much less pressure and set a nice low bar, I'll just finish the kitchen and the bathroom.
That's great. Number two.
All right. Number two is I'm going to garden again. And you guys say, yes, Melissa, that's nice. That's old news. Why don't you pick a real goal? But this year, is different. And here's why. So last year, I was serious about it, except that the cat decided my lasagna method prepped garden beds where I throw a whole bunch of wood shavings on top of grass to kill it and feed the soil.
It's a good cat box.
Everything is a great place to poop and pee. And that is not good for little gentle seedlings.
Two of the top activities for a cat box.
Yeah. So I kept on finding all these places dug into, and I was like, there's some wild critter getting in and digging up. Nope, it's the cat.
Yeah, wild critter.
Oh, I was not happy. And so I just kind of gave up at that point. I had I bought some tomatoes from the nursery in town and sort of tended them and a few herbs, and that was it. And I took care of the herb garden that was just outside our back door. And then sometime during the year, I think it was in the summer, I realized, you know what I have consistently done is take care of these herbs that are just outside our back door.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to our back porch.
Yeah.
And I just hate taking 20 extra steps to get down the hill to where the tomatoes are. But the stuff right next to the back porch, I'll take care of. And so what I have done is I have cleared a space for two small beds. I am going to keep it small. I'm going to rein myself in and not do a whole lot.
Yeah.
That's the goal. That's very, very.
It's going to come back. It's going to be a theme for the year. Keep it small.
And I'm going to try and get good at small, which is what all the homesteaders keep saying to do.
Oh yeah.
And not do everything all at once. And also, they have all been saying for years, do it literally right outside your back door because that's where you will feel like going to. And the hose is right there. I don't have to drag it down and then drag it back up.
Oh, yeah.
So, all the reasons. So, also, I am going to order some soil tests online. You can get them real cheap. And find out what amendments my soil needs and put that in there. I want to do four crops per season with maybe a few herbs and some flowers just for fun. I'm not going to care too much about the flowers if they grow or not. I will care a little bit more about the seeds, the herbs and the vegetables and try with those. I'm doing my best to make it look pretty. I have paths laid out so that the kids don't go tromping around on everything. I mean, Verity probably still will, but that's life. And then Anyway, all that to say, I have more of a plan. And I have more restraints that I'm imposing on myself. And so there, it will not be for lack of trying. I have mapped things out more this time around.
It will not be for lack of trying plan.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the other thing.
I see.
This is the other thing. I am working on changing my habits of when I go to bed that I can get up earlier.
Yeah, it's
big. Because the baby wakes up at 6. So I want to wake up at 6, nurse her from 6 to 7. And then I want to garden from 7 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably won't even take that long. Everything I read is like, just go out there and spend 15 minutes a day seeing what needs taking care of. Or even, I mean, not even that. Like, just getting outside and seeing what needs to be done. 10 minutes every day is better than nothing at all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I'm done in the garden. I've done my work. So I've got a specific time that I'm going to work in there. So I'm going to try and be less haphazard about it. My number 2, garden.
That's a good one. My number 2 is write every day, which probably already happens for the most part at work or when I'm taking notes for teaching Sunday school or sending a text to sending a text family about whatever's going on. But I have always been jealous of people that can just rattle off several paragraphs just as easily as talking. And it's easier at work. The kinds of things that I have to write at work, I'd say, are easier than it was for me 10 years ago after just doing it a bunch. But I still feel like if I have to sit down to write an email to somebody or to plan something out, like, we don't do too much show prep for the podcast other than like bulleted list type things, but I don't know. Or if I were going to write a story for the girls, that would just, it's like pulling teeth. Mm-hmm. And so I want to, I'm inspired by my friend Judd that did something where he like wrote a story. I forget how long he wanted it to be, but like wrote a story every day for a month or multiple months or something. And then now he's just able to easily write long form. So I'm going to try to make myself write something every day. I don't know what form that's going to take yet, but this could also be a morning thing. Like, maybe if I can get up in the morning, do some Spanish, write for 15 minutes, or maybe right after the children go down for bed, write something for 15 minutes, that type thing. And maybe I can exercise that muscle. That's a skill I'd like to have. So that's my number 2. Write every day.
Right. My number 1 is where I confess something to myself that I have not allowed myself to acknowledge, is that I am a slob. And there have been seasons where it has been less of my fault. But ultimately, I really can't. This past year, I can't blame anybody but myself. And it's my fault.
We do have five children.
I know, but they don't really make too much of a mess in my room.
Oh, I see.
I take that back. They've made a real big mess of my necklaces that I had neatly hanging up and out of the way and sorted.
Yeah.
And they yanked all of those hooks down and tangled up the necklaces, and I've just not felt like dealing with it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I've also had just dumping piles all over the room. And I don't know if you've noticed, but I have worked slowly over the last year of not letting that become a habit. It still does, areas still do become dumping grounds, but I try to, once I get an area cleaned, I let it dump a little, and then I don't let that habit build back up. So I got my desk tidied.
Yep.
I got my bookshelf tidied.
Yep.
I got the rocking chair tidied.
Mm-hmm.
And the top of the armoire.
Yeah.
And now I've got the pile that's on the floor by the bookshelf on your side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
The pile that's on the floor by my side of the bed. Guys, I'm a pig. I'm sorry. No. And then the drying rack is where, like, I just take clothes off and throw them over there, and then it just piles up. So, sure. Oh, and then the dresser too. I take that back. That used to be tidy, and it has, partly due to me and partly due to the kids, again, also become a dumping ground. So my goal is, over the course of this year, to get my whole room, that is all, everything that is due to my fault, because mm-hmm. you're responsible for you, and you do a good job of taking care of you.
It ebbs and flows. I have some messy spots.
Yeah, you do. But you're not like me, though.
Can look over and see my desk or my filing cabinet.
I know, but you get to it better
some
than
things.
I do.
Some things, yes.
Yeah.
Some things, no.
In
not
general,
that filing cabinet.
Look, here's the thing. I'm just tired of whenever we have company over, having to shut our bedroom door. And say, I'm sorry, our bathroom is off limits because I don't want you to even go into my room.
Yeah.
We've hidden our room has become the closet that we've shoved everything into, you know. I just don't want that to be the case. And a lot of that is within my control. So I'm going to, over the year, by the end of the year, I want to be in the habit of consistently keeping it tidy. And that's not that it will always be tidy, but you know what I mean. Just like I've done with those spaces in the room. I would like also to apply this to the washroom and the garage.
Oh yeah.
If I can get there, but I'm keeping it small.
Yep.
And the first goal is our room.
That's a really good one. And I think like the girls are not tidy at all. Hopefully, hopefully that's something that they'll develop an embarrassment for. And maybe when they turn 18, they'll just magically
Penny's pretty tidy. Some, all things considered,
it's true. Some of them are more tidy than others.
It's gonna be very hard when she. Lydia and Amber have got to get it together before Penny moves into the red room in 2 years.
Yeah, they all have their strengths and weaknesses, and it is interesting how they interact sometimes. So that would be interesting when we have one move from one bedroom to the other. From the little girl's room to the big girl's room, sort of thing. Yeah, okay. Mine is going to be, in keeping with something you've said a couple times, this is more of an attitude than a concrete goal. So I had written down, slow down. You've been saying, keep it small. I like that one too. There are things like with book goals, or just book, my just book reading habits, where I was following the reading list on multiple podcasts, and trying to keep up with those. Also trying to do like a book every month or two that Micah and I were reading together. Doing, of course, the reading books with the children, but like trying to follow a bunch of lists, trying to like check a bunch of boxes, and to the point where sometimes I look up and I'm in the middle of 20 different books.
Yeah.
Which is okay to a degree, if it's, you know, I'm reading a book to the younger children, I'm reading a book to the older children, I'm listening to an audiobook as I run. I am
teaching a class on the
teaching a class at church, yeah. So I'm reading a book. So, you know, you can
mom book club in the co-op
for you. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, in different,
that's different
situations.
Yeah.
They can accumulate, but, yeah, it was too much. So I didn't feel stressed, but it is too much. And I think it'll be better for me if I slow down there.
Yeah.
Take a step back. Don't try and be a completionist on all those things. Not just every time someone on the literary life Discord starts a book reading group, think I have to also read that book and follow along that conversation. So that's one example, but I want to do that just in general, not try and start too many things this year. Try and do the things that that we've talked about tonight. Maybe we can talk about some of the podcast things we want to do after the credits, and you know, not worry about how far I get, or you know, for books specifically, maybe get to some of the books that I've just wanted to read for years and never had because I was trying to follow a bunch of other things. So, yeah. So slow down, keep it small, fewer goals, fewer lists, fewer checklists. I think that's going to be good for 2026. Yeah. All right. Any last notes? Anything else occur to you?
No.
I think we run to the outro, and then we'll talk about a couple maybe throughout some podcast episodes we want to get to this year, or just general podcasting goals.
Okay.
So if you have New Year's resolutions, as these are sometimes called, or goals, or anything that sparked off from what we said, or just your own plans for the year, or things you want to celebrate from 2025, let us know. You can email us tto@kozer.us. And I hope you had a great 2025. It's going to be a great 2026 for the Kozers. For you too, I'm sure, listener. And we're going to do more podcasting. But until next episode, I'm Brian Kozer.
I'm Melissa Kozer.
And you've been listening to 10 to 1. So, for example, with slowing down, we didn't get to our podcast series that we planned last year. We didn't finish listening to the Beatles albums together. I did listen to their whole discography, but not with you, so we weren't able to do an episode there. We didn't look through the list of paintings that I had picked out to pull out some favorites there. We had talked about Looney Tunes, trying to make a favorite list there. So maybe with fewer goals, maybe some nights where we can just sit and pull up some of those paintings.
Yeah.
Some more nights to just sit and listen to music. We listened to a symphony orchestra play through some of the Lord of the Rings film soundtrack today. We just sat for half an hour.
That was delightful, and I can't believe
just watched an orchestra.
We just did it impromptu.
Just impromptu. The girls enjoyed it.
Yeah,
all of them sat there
quietly.
Yeah,
yeah.
So maybe we can do, you know, listen to more music.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
Not just in the background trying to get work done. What about what else? What are some other things you said? Some mom friends you want
to? Yes, so I'm trying to get all of the co-op moms on here. To just discuss all sorts of different things, from highbrow to lowbrow and everything in between. They're so intelligent, so smart, and entertaining. Can't wait for you guys to meet them if I can ever get them over here. And then if anybody's interested,
good excuse to hang out with your friends.
Yeah, I think that'll be so much fun. I want to do this year a read through and watch through back to back of the Harry Potter books and movies. And so I'll read a book, read the book first, and then watch the movie. And then as soon after that as possible, podcast about it.
Yeah.
And I'm about to start because I just finished my last audiobook. So whenever you hear this, just if you want to do it, send me an email, text me, whatever, and join me on this. I'd love for whoever is listening to this to join me on this. We'll discuss this. And then our friend Matt Anderson is doing The Lost Report and on his channel, Sci-Fi
Rewatching
Christian.
Episodes of the TV show Lost 20 years to the day after they aired and then podcasting them.
And I'm thinking, I really want to do this. I'm still trying to figure out the logistics of how I can get on that show and discuss it with him, because I love Lost, and I wanna nerd about it with someone. We haven't nerded about it enough on this show.
Wow,
this podcast.
It's been years since we had a whole month of podcasts on Lost.
Too long ago.
Yeah, I want to do some more podcasts with friends, like we did, like I did this last year. Probably all the same people would like to do one with again. Would like to get Deacon Seraphim Roland on. He said he's interested, so I'm going to try and get him. I've mentioned him a couple times, but I'd like to as a person in that rare club of discovered Charlotte Mason and then introduced the wife to Charlotte Mason instead of the other way around. I know of a few people in that club. So maybe a series where I interview those two or three people that I know. And then some things like we talked about star ratings a couple times, but I'd never done an episode on it. Why I stopped rating things on Goodreads or on Letterboxd. Some things like that, and also maybe some more book review or book thought type episodes. I think it is helpful for me to really lock in after I've read something like a C.S. Lewis or a G.K. Chesterton.
What your thoughts were.
Right. What I was thinking, maybe just even narrating, trying to narrate back their essay or chapter, I think it would at least be good for me. And if you want to skip those episodes, dear listener, that is certainly an option. Any other things that jump to mind? We'll have the rest of our January episodes. Maybe we can knock those out in January even. We call them January episodes. They're usually March, April, May.
It's a new year. A new us.